Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio, streaming live on the web, WWGH1071.com. You have the option to download free app on any electronic device called TuneIn and search WWGH, and you will be able to have us on your, along with your other apps on your electronic devices. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have any questions, would like to ask me or get in contact with my guests, please call 740-383-9944. I have a word I would like to leave with you. Everything can and will change. And don't forget to vote. Let your voices be heard. Voting office here will be open until 2 p.m. today down at 222 West Center Street at our county building. And tomorrow is the grand day for all of you who would like to walk in and vote in person. Make sure you are at your correct precincts and have all of your correct identification with you. They will be voting tomorrow, and I think it's from 8 to 7, 8 in the morning to 7 or 6 to 7, something like that, which I've lost that, okay? Oh, here it is, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. And remember, it closes today at 2, so if you still want to early vote, make sure you get there today. If not, if you want to go tomorrow, 6:30 in the morning until 7:30 p.m., let your voices be heard. Get out the vote. Okay. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Victory and Truth Ministries, Bishop J.C. Church, 485 State Route 4, south of Bucyrus and north of Marion. Telephone number there is 419-563-9565. Chappie's Hydraulic, Hose Specialist. And he is located at 309 Suite A, North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Owner Charles Chapman. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Emergency number 740-802-1242. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Location 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Also, Home Inspection, your one-call home inspection company for your real estate needs. Telephone number 1-800-347-5322. And to all of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People, thank you. I have with me today Mr. Lynn Thomas, who is running for Marion County Commissioners. How are you today?
I feel wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming and accepting my invitation.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So how are you today?
Well, as I said, I feel wonderful.
Well, great.
I'm thankful that this election will be over with tomorrow evening.
Yes.
After a long and drawn-out effort. And I think it'll turn out in favor of what the people want.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. You know, that what they say, karma, not karma, but the powers are on our side, right?
Yes. It's up to the people to get out and vote.
That's true.
And with that effort, then hopefully their candidates will be chosen.
Yeah. You may get what you ask for, right?
Get what you ask for.
So, Mr. Thomas, you are running for Marion County Commissioner, so you're running for re-election, right, or election?
No, I'm running for, I served as a county commissioner from 1981 through 1984.
Okay.
And that was 36 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I have some experience at being county commissioner. Things really haven't changed over that period of time. In fact, a lot of the same procedures that were implemented when I was a commissioner, which I was the chairman of the Board of the Commissioners back then, exist today. They haven't changed anything, basically,
okay.
Except for the budget has gotten much larger and expenditures overall have increased tremendously.
Okay. Give us a little biography about you, other than, you know, you running for county commissioners up to that point, you know, okay. Like a little bit about your history.
My history has been basically throughout my life, I've been involved in the community, both in Prospect and in the Marion County area, in various organizations. I've led many of the organizations as president, served as the district governor for the Lions Club International for Central Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like every group that I get involved in, it ends up or I'm president somewhere or another. And I guess it's always been my destiny to lead. So running for county commissioner is really nothing new for me. I think there's a lot of things. Let's put it this way. I've been involved in different organizations throughout. I'm a people person.
Okay.
And I'd like to improve different organizations where they're more beneficial to the public. And I think the Office of County Commissioner could be more constituent-oriented and beneficial to mm-hmm. the public, where we can do some good things in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are some good things going on in Marion, and we could use more, right?
There are good things going on in Marion at this time. We're dragging our feet a bit, but I think the opportunity is going to be there in the future. Delaware County is busting out the seams. Union County is busting out the seams. There's opportunity north of Delaware County. And we certainly, if we're aggressive, can get a lot of new opportunities in this area. It's just going to be there.
Wow.
You just have to be there, prepared to handle it, have the leadership skills to get it done.
I agree with you on that. I hear a lot of people saying, well, what are we doing? Seem like Columbus is heading our way, but we're not heading their way. So
we need to lobby. We need to be there. We need to know what the needs are and be prepared to handle it. And I think we're on the right track, but it needs a shot in the arm as far as leadership in the county is concerned.
Okay.
The county commissioners are the overall, they have to look at the big picture. And I don't see that happening currently. I think we've had a lot of followers. And the point is, we need to be there ahead of the game, being prepared to take on new responsibilities.
Right. And not be afraid, right?
No, definitely can't be afraid. We got a lot of people out there we're responsible for.
Right. And, you know, I really didn't, all this time, I never really understood what county commissioners do. Do you have female county commissioners, too, or just male?
We've had female county commissioners. Kathy Lyons served as a county commissioner in the past. We had, I think there's been two that I can think of that serve as county commissioners. So in my time, I'm sure there's been some in the past, but okay. It's not limited to sex or race. Any individual would have the opportunity to be a county commissioner.
What are the qualifications or requirements of a person to run?
According to the statute, the qualifications are you must be a registered voter and be 21 years of age, or voting age. If you voted 18, you could probably qualify to be a county commissioner.
Really?
Beyond that, that's it. But you would look at the skill of the qualifications of the person seeking that office mm-hmm. as to what his or her background might be.
Right.
As to whether or not they would be capable of leading, primarily, I would say.
Right, right.
Because it is a big responsibility. You have a budget of over $85 million over all mm-hmm. that you administer. You make appropriations on it. You have to understand budgeting and what every line item is. And there's a lot of, there's a way to do that. Some people just slide by the seat of their pants, and whatever the department head wants, they get.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, being fiscally responsible, you would ask how every dollar is going to be spent of every line item, and go back to zero-based budgeting every year,
mm-hmm.
where you start at zero and work your way into that budget.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's necessarily been done in years past, but it's really needed. Then you'd have plenty of money to do what you need to, and maybe have excess to get back to the taxpayers.
Okay. All right. Do you have responsibility for what businesses come here?
Yes.
Do you have anything to do with that, too?
The county commissioners are responsible for the big picture.
Okay.
The economic climate in a county would rest on their shoulders. As you know, our economy has been negligent here in the past few years. Education has plays a role, too.
Right.
Getting education prepared to fulfill the jobs or meet the jobs, creating a pathway for new industries coming in. I mean, high tech is the type of jobs that could come in this area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a need for them, but we don't have, at this time, we don't have the skilled individuals to fill in those jobs at this point. So we got to work in that direction and get education blended with the needs, basically.
Wow. And that hurts. I guess it's not just here, but it could be nationwide where we have slacked, or our young people are just not up to par with other nations, they claim, as far as education and math is concerned, and we just lack in that area. I know they have a lot of mentor programs open up for some of our youth. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're just so busy that it's hard to get them settled down, you know what I'm saying, to focus on certain things in life.
Well, we got to set our priorities and go.
That's true.
Go forward to meet those demands, basically.
But math is like a different language from what I learned when,
exactly,
you know, in school.
Likewise.
Yeah.
But we have to prepare ourselves for these type of positions.
That's true.
If we want to work, and we need to get our people skilled to meet the demands of the future.
That's true.
And that future's here now.
Yes, it is. It's not going to wait on us either.
No, it is not.
We'll be left behind.
Those jobs will go somewhere if we're not prepared. So my thing is to see that we're prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow, that's a big statement there. Let us get prepared for the new technology that's out there, like cell phones, you know, and computers and things like that. And I'm still trying to learn how to work my phone.
Oh, it's called a smartphone.
Right.
I think
right.
It's a dumb phone because I'm the one running it. It has to match me.
Right, right. I was talking to someone else this weekend. I went by the Democratic office, and they were saying this piece of junk, and they were talking about their phone.
Sure.
You know, how it's always running by itself, you know,
exactly.
Has it on mine, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have come a long way with new technology. That
technology
is for sure.
Has come a long way.
Yes, it has.
We're still falling behind, I think.
You're right.
We're trailing behind.
Right, absolutely. I agree with you there. I really do. I really do. So that's why you're running, because you really want to push a little bit, right?
I feel we need an incentive in our county to get mm-hmm. things moving in a forward direction. And I intend to be there to see it happen. So I've got a lot of background. I mean, I was retired, you know. But the point is, it irks me to see what's going on. And people are just riding the status quo, collecting their paychecks, and not getting excited about the need. And we've got to fulfill that need.
Right. Wow.
And my opponent, good guy he is, he's been there 16 years. He's watched it go south. I want to make it go north.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need that.
Yes.
We don't want to continuously be left behind.
No.
You know?
Exactly.
Wow. Because, you know, like you were saying, Delaware It's off the chain. It's off the map. I mean, it just really exploded. You know
what I'm
saying?
They're exploding. They're busting out of the seams. They can't grow fast enough. And some of that industry can come our way.
Sure could.
And move this community into the proper, into the 2000.
Wow.
2020 era.
The new millennium.
The new millennium. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they are. They are just growing crazy down there. Every time you go, there's something else going on. And
Well, retail will follow jobs.
Okay.
We get good paying jobs in this area. You'll fill the. You'll have all kinds of things to do. But we got to concentrate, number one, as a community. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just the commissioners.
Right.
The entire community has to be rah-rah Marion, Marion Made. Now our new theme is going to be Marion Made. And we got to promote that.
Okay. I will help promote that.
Yeah, good. Great.
Cause this, I was born and raised in this city, too. You know what I'm saying? I've moved away from here, and I've moved back, and I've had a bigger picture of communities that I lived in mm-hmm. other than here. And then I come back here, and when I came back here, I was heartbroken. Mm-hmm. It was like I didn't even recognize. I came back in 07, and it was hard to recognize the city that I had lived in because of the homes had, you know, had been abandoned and broken down. And it was just, I don't know, it was kind of heartbreaking. But we've come a long way. And as you're saying yourself, Mr. Thomas, today, that we can go further.
Oh.
We can go further.
We haven't scratched the surface yet. I mean, we're doing some good things.
Right.
But Marion can be what it was years ago, booming.
Yes.
And not with the same type of jobs, but the new era.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there, and it can be done. But wow. It needs a community effort to make it happen.
That's wonderful to know that. I know my daughter said, well, Mom, I found this book about Marion, downtown Marion. It has Frank Brothers in there and Euler Building and all those type of businesses. And I remember it was booming then, and mm-hmm. there was always a fluctuation of people downtown who walked up and down. That was before the mall, and, you know, we came out this way. But then we're looking at our mall, and it's less than what it used to be. So I do see and understand that we do need to bring more here to Marion. And if we can meet that demand and that need, we would be on a run, wouldn't we? Oh, seems like we have a call. Hello, caller. You are on the air. Hello? Hello, caller. You are on the air. Well, if you got lost, please call back. Please call back. We're waiting for your call.
I wonder, did he get that call back there?
Well, whoever called in, if you're calling to ask the question of the county commissioner, Mr. Lynn Thomas, who's running for election of Marion County Commissioners, please call back if you have a question for myself, Linda Sims, here on Voice of the People. Please call back. I think we lost your call or someone else picked it up. Thank you. And we're talking about the job of a county commissioner. Mr. Lynn Thomas has been sharing with us his vision of our city here and what we could do differently and increase some of the good things that are being done and preparing ourselves to meet and be a part of the new millennium. So are there any policy changes do you think needs to be made?
Absolutely. Number one, if I'm so fortunate to be elected tomorrow, I will call a meeting among the other two commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
We as the Board of Commissioners will gather a meeting among all 29 departments of county government. We will start day one developing goals for every department, allow them to come up with their goals, and we will work to see that they're obtained. But we will also develop what they call transparency to to the constituency as to what departments are doing, so the public knows. I don't think in general the public has a clue what the responsibilities of each of the departments are.
I don't think so. And at least I didn't, you know.
And I know that from being out with the people. They have no clue. And we need to educate them. They're footing the bill on this. They need to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the benefit of transparency and accountability, they need to know how the government is working for them in their favor.
Right.
Or not, but they need to know, period. Constituents are very important. I'm talking about every taxpayer, every individual, whether they vote or not. They need to know how their dollars are spent. That will help in building trust back in the government.
That's true. That's true. So when our taxes go up, all that revenue goes back to the county.
If you need to increase taxes or decrease taxes, the public needs to know about it and why it's being done. And it needs to be there as accountability, if nothing else.
Right, right. You're right.
I feel strongly about that.
Yeah. I see. And I mean, you have good reason to. Because like you're saying, when taxes go up and we're paying a half a cent here and a little more there, I mean, we're at, what, 7.25% right now?
Exactly. And they need to know how that money's being spent.
Yes.
Where it's going.
Right.
They need to know where their real estate property taxes go. Most people don't know why taxes are where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And all the taxes, there's different fees that they pay, and they need to know. In order to get the credibility, in order to grow, everybody needs to know where we're at.
That's true. And start from there and move forward, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I think you already answered that one. What one part of county government would receive more attention if you were elected? So you did share a little bit about that, didn't you?
What's that again?
It says, what part of county government would receive more attention if you were elected?
Well, first of all, that accountability would be there. I would plan to do this. I would hope that the other commissioners would agree with us, that we will have open meetings as they are now.
Right.
But we will bring a county department head in to talk about their department, how it benefits the community in each of our meetings.
Right.
Having someone there that represents county government to just simply open it up for questions.
Right.
That makes them more accountable, too. Now, I'm not trying to put them on the spot, but by the same token, that gains respect, too,
yes,
for
it
them
does.
And the public.
So is the public, your meetings open to the public?
Yeah, all meetings that the county commissioners have are open to the public. Anyone can come.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Nothing is private in government anymore.
Well, good, right?
Exactly.
It's kind of hard to get.
So you know what we're doing?
Huh?
Exactly. And you know, it's an open book now. Everything's recorded as far as minutes are concerned.
Okay.
And journalized as well. In fact, that had been done before, but when I was a commissioner back in 1981, 82, 83, and 84, we implemented journalization to making certain everything was journalized and it should be done.
Yes, that's true. You need that accountability. That's also accountability. Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
I was chairman of the Board of Commissioners at that time.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yes.
So why'd you go into retirement?
I ran for the Senate.
Okay.
And ran against a very tough opponent who said he was bored there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he was very well known. And he's still there. He's now a Supreme Court Justice, Paul Pfeiffer.
Okay. All
very
right.
Very popular. And I got defeated, and I couldn't afford to continue in government, so I got into private enterprise, and it's very successful there. And I'm retired now.
Okay.
But I see the need, so I'm coming back.
I don't blame you.
No.
I don't blame you, because, you know, from what I hear from you, I mean, we need that. We just really need it so bad.
We need to challenge the system and make it better.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. because there's so much more that could be brought here that we could do, we could be a part of, and
we can continue on a status quo,
right?
Or we can get make Marion great, like they say, make it great again. But I mean it. I think America is great, to be honest with you. I think there's all kinds of opportunity. It's up to those that want to excel at it.
That's true. And we're still looked at as being great. We're still looked at as being the greatest nation on the earth and the richest nation, you know, exactly. In the world. So I didn't understand that either. I mean, what does that look like?
Well, let's not get there. Go there.
Right. That'll be over, Lord, you know, yeah. After tomorrow we will find out who will be our new president of the United States of America, because that opens up another can of worms, doesn't it?
I could talk all day about that, and I don't think people would like it, because I feel strongly one way.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of people have been really trying to push what they feel or their point of view on other people.
Yeah.
As trying to persuade them which way to vote,
exactly.
You know. And I don't know how proactive people are as far as finding out about a person, what exactly. their voting record is, you know, what they even think about what's going on, what they think about abortion and things like that, you know. I just know some things are not going to change.
Well, I hope that people in the future look deeply into the candidates,
right,
as to what they're made of.
There you go.
The quality.
There you go.
Look for quality.
Yes.
And, you know, principles that they agree with. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of misinformed people about the quality of these individuals, and I think they need to look deeper.
I do too. So, I do too.
And I'm not putting anyone down the way they think, because they're allowed to think the way they want to, but I just feel that the candidates are misrepresenting their real true character.
Right. And that's what matters.
That's what matters. Exactly.
And that's what's going to be operating in that office, is their true character.
Yes.
You know, wow.
Once they get in there, you're going to feel their true character.
Now, that's a powerful word for today.
Well, you're going to feel it, though.
I know we will. Yes. I know we will.
Yes.
And some of it I feel now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make me feel that good inside, but some of it I feel right now.
I know.
Yes. All right. It says, are county land use regulations and permitting processes doing enough to assure the public interest, or are they too onerous, one-minded? County land use regulations. And I don't know what
I don't think
if you deal with that or not.
I don't know that our county is.
Okay.
Well, I'm just explain that to me. Again.
I'm not sure if I can. It says, are county land use regulations and permitting processes doing enough to assure the public interest, or are they too, onerous?
Well, is that asking for more regulation?
Probably.
Okay. Well, that's going to vary. I mean, you see a lot of blighted homes in Marion City, for example, and throughout the county as well. And actually, and that's not being a service to your neighbor, because it deteriorates and depreciates your property. Because if you're living next door to somebody that doesn't maintain and keep up their property, and it's being a good citizen, in my opinion, of taking care of your property, taking pride in your property, not only for yourself,
right,
which is number one, but for your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And all people should be conscientious about how they maintain their properties. I mean, let's face it, sometimes you don't have the money to do it, but your neighborhood would help you out, I think, if that were the case. But we don't need more government. We just need more pride in taking pride in our own homes, number one.
Right. Our own yards and our own garbage. Make sure it gets out. Yes.
And take some pride into your own property for the benefit of your neighbors as well.
Right, right. That's we all benefit. Right, and everyone benefits from that.
Exactly. We don't need more government necessarily. There's all kinds of laws in the books and regulations. But let's take pride in our property first, just like raising children.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take pride in raising our children the way they should be raised, and let's don't let's put them, make the children priorities number one.
And, true.
And look out for their best interest down
that's
the road.
That's true.
And that means bringing them up properly.
Where they can be accountable, because that's something our young people, a lot of them like, not all, but a lot of them like that accountability.
Exactly.
And they want to be passive and just sit back and let someone else do everything. But we all need to have a hand in this to make Marion greater than, you know, great again.
If you're going to parent and bring a child in this world, you should follow through and make sure they're good. Say, they're look at the long-term picture and make certain that individual's going to be a good citizen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Excuse me.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with that. Okay. We did talk about what do you see as the most pressing needs for infrastructure or capital projects in the county?
Well, infrastructure, we've got a good infrastructure as it is. But I think we got to find a way to get the trucks out of downtown Marion and possibly get them like on an exterior, mow it around Marion, drive them out, get them out of the downtown. If you're going to have a downtown in the future, and that's what one of the biggest problems, you can't have them have all those trucks down there deteriorating the highway like it is, and it's a nuisance down there. And it's dirt makes it dirty down too as well. Those, you know, with all the exhaust and dust and things, the dirt that is delivered from the trucks. And it's nothing against the trucks, but because they don't have any choice, but they should have a different route to take. And that's a major thing. So I think ultimately the city will probably go back to a two-way street downtown. But they got to find a way to reroute those trucks.
Oh, the semis. Okay,
yeah,
I got
the
you.
Semis.
Yeah.
We're talking about the semis, basically.
Right.
And the heavy trucks.
Hmm. Wow. So they would have to reroute them another way.
Get them maybe a bypass, you know.
Right.
I know they're working on that with, they just did the Marion Williamsport Road addition, Northwest. You know, highway
mm-hmm.
out there north, but you need to be able to get around the entire city.
Right, like a bypass. Yeah,
like
270 in Columbus. Right, okay. Yeah. So you think they're working on that now?
Well, yes, they're working on it because back in 1976,
oh, no.
They drew a plan to do that. I know it was on my desk when I was commissioner.
Oh, no.
But the money wasn't there, and ultimately it could happen.
Right.
It's going to take a lot of patience and a lot of effort,
mm-hmm.
but maybe that's what we need down there. That's a possibility down the road, and we need to carry that through.
Right. You know, I always thought that they were supposed to have been planning when they started the overpasses,
mm-hmm.
you know, putting them in different places, and I thought the main place I thought they were going to have one was out on Canton Avenue. Mm-hmm. That way over the big track.
Sure.
But it never made it there.
No.
So it still cuts off
a
lot of traffic.
They've got one out there, or 309, out further west of town
mm-hmm.
now. The Northwest Interceptor, you know.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But we need to carry it through all the way around. That would help. And that would help with industrial growth as well.
Okay. I guess that would. That'd be a plus for everybody concerned, right?
Absolutely.
You really wouldn't have to be worried about being stopped by any trains. You would have a route to get on the bypass and going around that, right?
Yeah. It may happen in time, and it might be 36 years from now.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it's been 36 years since I've been a commissioner, and it was on there before I was elected.
Oh, gosh.
And at the time I was elected, we were sort of in a depression. I went in 1980 with Ronald Reagan.
Oh, okay.
When he was elected. And in fact, I carried the county with more votes than he did in Marion County. But the point is, we were sort of in it. We were following the Jimmy Carter presidency,
mm-hmm.
and we were in a sort of a recession at that time.
Okay.
So I served under 4 years of a tight economy,
mm-hmm.
that no one could do anything. And they raised taxes later, subsequent to my being in office. And then the money flowed, and the economy came back, mm-hmm. you know. And then they went from there. But no one addressed the Outer Belt to any degree.
Anymore, just kind of.
36 years. But it's a possibility. And when I was in, we couldn't do it. We had no money.
Right.
And nothing was working. No money was flowing statewide at that time, as far as grants are concerned, and growth.
Okay. Maybe I was too young to even pay attention at that time when President Reagan was president and the transition between Jimmy Carter and him, mm-hmm. The state of our nation at that time.
Well, when Jimmy Carter was in, interest rates were as high as 20%.
Oh, okay.
When you're borrowing money,
mm-hmm.
it was very challenging to borrow money. If you had money on deposit, if you had money, you were making a good return, probably as high as 10% on,
right.
on your interest rate, which is wonderful. But that all came to a halt shortly after President Reagan came in, because he put a lot of different checkpoints in place to bring the economy around.
Mm-hmm.
It was going crazy under Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
And he did a lot of cutting, reduction in government.
Remember that part.
Yeah. So, we used to have mental health institutes all over, and he cut those out. And just a lot of change, let's put it that way. May have been for the good, who knows.
I don't know. We have another person coming in want to change.
Yeah.
Like we haven't already made enough cuts, you know.
Exactly.
For when President Obama came in, we were out of control then too, mm-hmm. you know.
Absolutely.
And now they want to cut some of the things that he established, you know. Yeah. But if something needs to be fixed, I understand that, you know, to build onto something or make it better.
As a nation, though, I think we need to start addressing that deficit or that debt that's been created.
Right.
We can't continue spending more than we take in. That's not going to work. That leads to bankruptcy, and we can't have that. So we got to learn to balance our budget.
Right. Well, you know what? As you're speaking about that, I haven't heard anything about that from either candidate.
No, you have not. That's scary. Because we have a lot of IOUs to China.
Yeah.
And we've got to start addressing that debt, because it's ridiculous. I mean,
and it used to be about the economy, stupid, right? That was the line, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I haven't heard them say anything about it at all.
Not at all. And that's a major concern. Whoever becomes president is going to have to deal with the debt.
Well, I
don't
know.
You can't continue going in deeper in debt.
Doesn't sound like it, does it?
No.
Doesn't sound like they're worried about it, you know. They're just going to make it bigger.
Exactly. So we're all going to pay for that eventually, somehow or another.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And you think about, you know, wanting to do war and create this project over here and another project over there. And like you said, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
It's the citizens.
Only we are the ones that can pay for it, because it's got to come from somewhere.
Right.
I don't see foreign nations stepping up to want to pay for it.
No.
Not for us.
Maybe take over, but they're just sitting back waiting on us to fall on our face, right?
I guess.
Probably so. I mean, wow. But, you know, like we were saying earlier, we still carry right now the reputation of being the greatest nation, you know,
exactly.
In the world, and the richest nation in the world, because even at our lowest, people live much, much less grade of revenue or money coming in. And I think about some of those poor people in Haiti, and they say even what we consider people on welfare, those people don't even get that out of a year.
Sure.
What they get in one check, they don't even get that
in a year's
time. We live
in the greatest nation in the world. Look at what is happening. I mean, no one's left behind that
no.
I know of.
No,
it's
that's
there.
True.
We do. We're our brother's keeper.
Well, I think that's what has made us great.
Yes.
That we have been our brother's keeper and try to make sure that everyone has something. Maybe not as much. Well, the Bible says the poor you will have with you always.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going anywhere.
No.
You know, they may change places. One person may not always remain poor. You know what I'm saying? But there's going to always be someone that is poor. And to be able to supply their needs and come to their aid, not only as a government, but as people caring for one another and you know, just going to their neighbor and seeing what they need, what they don't need. And I think we are good for that, too, here in the United States, taking care of one another.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Mr. Thomas, I thank you so much for coming. I want to encourage other people to know, if you do not know, to recognize his name on the ballot running for county commissioner. And remember, the county office is open until 2 o'clock for you to vote. His name is Len Thomas for Marion County Commissioner. And he's coming out of retirement because he sees a great need for our city, Marion, Ohio. And it's just good to know that you're on it.
I hope to be.
Yes, and you are on it. And some things we just need to grow.
I am a people person.
That's great. I don't like the stagnant. I you want to see more over here on the east side. You know,
sure.
This being the west side, the southwest, and it's like it's been forgotten over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that we have a new Kroger market going up over there.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, and we do have 23, five exits, right?
Exactly.
Coming off 23, state route.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have that's a benefit to us, isn't it?
It is.
A great benefit.
It is.
So, hopefully we will use that a little bit more to our benefit, you know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've been told that the a new addition, once the Kroger store is complete, it's going to create a lot more jobs in the area, too. That's very beneficial. So, I think by getting activity out here on the south side, southwest side of Marion,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see some growth here in the mall area.
Great. We need it.
Exactly.
We need it. I'm glad it's still here because it could be closed and boarded up, but it's still functioning. So,
because it has to be very expensive to cool this facility in the summertime and heat it in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it.
Right.
And to maintain the necessary facility, shall we say.
Right. Because a lot of stores have left. We just lost Sears,
mm-hmm.
who have been here since the mall had been here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what year was the mall opened and constructed? Was that in the 70s?
I can't tell you exactly.
Okay.
Had to be in the 70s.
Yeah.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Okay. That's been a long time.
Yes.
We had Sears, mm-hmm. you know, and they left. So, and they were here before Elder Bierman, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
Elder Bierman came in 1981.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because I was a commissioner then.
Okay. Great. Because, well, that's been a while.
In fact, my Elder Bierman's card is number one.
Right. Absolutely. Okay.
I was chairman of the commissioners at that time.
Okay. All right. So we will, don't forget, Mr. Len Thomas, running for Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Till next time, be blessed.
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon, and as the king of trivia, I've got a question for you. Where can you find